Radio 103.1 FM, Mateusz Pankiewicz. Now, it's no secret that creating music is no small feat, and breaking through onto the big stage is even tougher, of course. In the WPNA studios with me today, I have two guys who aren't afraid to take on that particular challenge. Samuel Ocean and frontman Alex Chadwick from the local band Western Automatics. Gentlemen, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
So let me start with one particular thing. For the fans, you have yet to win, and listeners who may not have heard of you, introduce us to Western Automatics.
Well, we've been playing for a number of years, roughly since 2012, 2013. Sam and I have known each other for 4 or 5 years. I work at a music shop in Lakeview called Chicago Music Exchange. Sam was a customer there before we played together.
Still am.
He still is, yeah. I took his money yesterday, actually. A bunch of it.
Sam randomly walks in, looks at you, and says, "Hey, you want to be in band together?"
Actually, what happened, you know, I know he come in and we used to chat about music a bunch, and we kind of just hit it off on a number of levels, but he actually asked me to play in a project that he was doing with his music. Was that Old Town, right?
Yeah, it was we had a Venezuelan singer and a musician coming into town, and so he asked us to open for him at Old Town, and I recruited Alex. That's how it started.
Now, the name Western Automatics, how did that come about, that idea for you guys to get together and play?
The name actually is not as interesting as you would think. Every band has a list of very stupid names that they think of before settling on a good name.
The Rocky Rockets or something.
Right, yeah. So I drive down Western Avenue every day to go to work, and there's a old jukebox store there. It's literally on Western Avenue called Western Automatic Music, and I blatantly stole their title for legal reasons. I don't know if we can say that on a podcast. But
lawsuit coming soon. Don't worry about it.
Cool. Well, I don't make any money, so go for it, guys.
Assume you all you want.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Now, how about other members? Because it's not just two of you, is it?
No, it's a 5-member band. We've kind of shuffled members in and out over the years. The permanent members, for the most part, have been myself and a guy named Ben Norsworthy. Two of us have been in the band since the beginning. Otherwise, Ben is the other guitar player. It's myself, Ben, Sam. We recently took on a guy on drums named Dave Brandwine. Dave plays in a band in Chicago named Melk, as well as Megan Thomas Hickman. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he plays with a ton of different really good bands. And a bass player who's really, really fantastic, has a really excellent background, named Jake.
Longgardner.
Jake Longgardner, yeah. Just unbelievable. So we kind of recently, I mean, this is all put together and within the last year, everything's really gelled just fantastically. Just like, I mean, it's this EP that we're releasing it's literally taken 3 years to put these songs together. I mean, it's only 3 songs, but the plan is we're sitting on probably 14 songs, and this is one of 4 EPs that's going to come out over the course of the next year. So this is kind of step one, and these guys have been added to the mix, and it's finally feeling like we are a band instead of just a bunch of idiots in a room playing music.
So in that case, how would you categorize the particular music you guys play? If you had to label it in some type of fashion and let people know, hey, this is what we kind of sound like, this is the music we produce, what would it be?
Good music.
Just sum it up real quick like that.
I don't know.
There's a reason why we've been sitting on, you know, these songs for a while, and it's because we don't want to just put in stuff that we don't feel it really represents what we see in artistically, what we want to convey. So these 3 songs, it's only 3, but we feel like they are on par with our expectations in our artistic vision.
So to keep continuing to skirt the answer to your question, I feel like we are rock music. No, I have no idea. I mean, if you look up, you know, you can hop on Spotify and there's, you know, subcategories of everything. I mean, people define thrash, core, grind,
indie.
Yeah, alternative indie.
I feel like music used to be so much less complicated than it is now.
Oh,
and now
God,
all of a sudden it's a category with subcategories with little bullet points underneath which one you actually fall under.
I don't even know what I'm listening to anymore. If you ask me what kind of music I'm listening to, I don't know if I could tell you. I have no idea. Are there names for things? I don't know. Guitar rock?
Yeah,
it is, you know. We'll label you guys as man of mystery that people need to come out and check out in that case to truly enjoy.
Perfect. Yeah, because some of it's rock and some of it's like more indie, but it's, I don't really know.
We even had some folksy kind of tunes that might creep their way into Western Automatic. So we still don't know.
It's a healthy music salad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A music salad. I like that description. I think from now on, I'm gonna steal that from you to use in future moments. In that case, tell us about, is there people that you look up to when it comes to your music choices, or perhaps people who have influenced the way you perform in your band?
Oh, man. Yeah, for sure. I mean, everybody who's ever picked up an instrument has their heroes. I'm personally heavily influenced by, you know, Radiohead. There's a few European bands that I like a lot. There's a band called Elbow that I listen to nonstop. Probably my favorite band. Not a Surf. They just played in Chicago, but that's one of my all-time favorite bands.
Definitely Radiohead. It's a big influence, particularly over the last five years.
Queens of the Stone Age. I think we get a lot
absolutely.
From that.
Now, when it comes to exposure here, because you're local here in Chicago, some of the exposure, where have you guys played? Technically, if I was to see a resume, what would I see on there?
Well, if we're talking about locally, we used to play a lot of the Double Door before they shut down. We've done Metro. Done a handful of smaller venues. Yeah, Subterranean.
Double Door, Beat Kitchen.
Quenchers. Several of the small to mid-level venues around town.
What's a feeling in that case that you guys would say follows with each time you play or you perform in front of people?
Well, if we do our jobs correctly, then it's fun and inspiring. And I can only speak for what it's like on stage, but...
Well, what is that feeling in that case on stage when you look at the sea of people in front of you?
A sea of people.
Sea of people, man.
All four of them and my parents are very thrilled.
Very supportive.
I think that in all seriousness, without trying to sound too full of ourselves, I think we've been doing this long enough and I think we're strong enough as a group that we put on a really good performance and we're extremely tight. I think we put a lot of time into practicing and into our live shows, and what you hear on record is effectively, it's polished, but there's a lot of live work in that, and it's not that far off from what you're hearing on a stage. And so if you come and see us, what you're getting is that emotion and that performance coming out of the speakers. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's just, it's putting that emotion right into the microphone.
To me, every time we go on and play together, whether it be in the rehearsal space or on stage, I just feel a connection, with everyone, and new stuff happens every time. And, we rehearse weekly, but there's always something new, something special that happens. And you just kind of, that's what I look forward to every time.
Now, your next gig is coming up this Friday, April 13th. Where can people come and check you out live?
This Friday, we're playing at a venue called The Sandlot in Wrigleyville. It's on the smaller side of venue-wise, but it should be nice and intimate. I think they're one of the newer venues in that area. It should be a lot of fun. Sam actually is opening the set with one of his, a more personal set of his own material. And then there's a gentleman named Carl Neurutter who's playing kind of an alt folk sort of a set prior to our performance. So it should be a pretty broad show in terms of what you're going to get out of it.
When it comes to shows, have you guys done a lot of them outside of the city of Chicago or the state of Illinois?
We've played a handful in Indianapolis. Well, we've gone out a lot recently. We spent a lot of the last 2 years recording. And then when we went through a bunch of member changes prior to that, we couldn't perform because we were missing a drummer or a bass player at various stages, which is fine when you're recording or you're in the studio because you can hire somebody to do that. But if you're trying to, if you're trying to perform on stage, you need one of those two things or both.
And that connection, of course, not just to randomly fill someone in for the spot.
Right.
Okay. So now where can people go to find out more information about you guys?
You can hit us up on westernautomatic.com or facebook.com/westernautomaticband. Yeah. Instagram.
Western Automatic Band.
What is your number one kind of outlet when it comes to music?
Part of the reason we started, that me and Sam started jamming is I had a video go viral a number of years ago on YouTube.
So, Alex, he works at Chicago Music Exchange, and, they do demo videos and things like that. And so he did this really cool video called 100 Riffs, which basically maps out a chronological, the best 100 riffs in guitar, in rock guitar history, going from Chet Atkins to all the way to, you know,
Metallica and
Metallica.
Stuff.
Yeah. So, and that's a 13-minute video. And so the way he did it was, you know, going from one riff to another, nonstop, 13 minutes. And it just went viral. So, you know, if you look it up, you got, I don't know how many views.
It's like 25 million or something.
And what is the video called?
It's 100 riffs. But if you look that up, if you look my name up, it's there. But it exposed the hell out of me and us. Okay. So in terms of exposure.
Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in. I really appreciate your time. And if you're interested in seeing Sam and Alex along with the entire crew of Western Automatics live this coming Friday, April 13th, find yourself at the Sandlot Wrigley at 3477 North Clark Street in Chicago. And now a quick glimpse into their music here is Staring at the Sun by the Western Automatic.